Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
City officials in San Francisco have opened up a parking lot in the Bayview with dozens of parking spaces for the homeless. Phil, this lot is being called a vehicle triage center. Can you translate that for us?
Yeah, it's called an RV parking lot, okay? And the idea is that if you are living in an RV, that you can go in there and start stepping your way out of the world of living in your car and possibly into a home down the line. You know, in San Francisco and in the Bay Area, it's tents on the city streets, and in the warehouse districts, it's RVs and cars. They're getting the tents off the streets as best they can by putting people into hotels. Well, you can't put an RV in a hotel. You might be able to put it in a garage or you put it in a parking lot. What's interesting here is they've opened up that parking lot, as you said, for dozens of them. But so far, a lot of them are reluctant to go in. They don't like the rules that come with the lot.
So tell us about the rules they don't like.
Well, it basically boils down to one thing, and that's, the propane. You know, these RVs, a lot of them use propane tanks. A lot of the homeless encampments use propane tanks. And when you're listening to KCBS in the morning or afternoon, sometimes you hear about, you know, fires going up and explosions in homeless camps because the propane tanks explode. So, you know, it's one thing if you have sort of an unofficial place where people are parking. It's another when it's city run and they said we can't have the propane in here. Another problem is this is out of Candlestick Point, you know, where it's on the far side of where Candlestick Park used to be. So it's kind of remote, and they've had a tough time getting electricity out there, so the electricity isn't full up and running for everybody. And so it's not perfect, but it's what they've got, and that's what we're seeing in, you know, the whole challenge for a lot of these homeless encampments is, all right, number one, you know, can you live on the street the way you live on the street, but you can't live that way if you go into these controlled settings. And the second one is just getting them up and running. It's going to cost $3 million a year just to run this place, so it's not cheap, but they still don't have the electricity out there.
Phil, what's the bigger picture of all this? Is this a pilot for other centers to come around the city?
You know, Jeff, it is. It's the idea is that they're trying to find these safe sleep places, whether it's tents in the Tenderloin, they're getting them off the sidewalks and they're putting them into, you know, what were parking lots. You know, the city rents them out. They put fences around them. They put the sanitation in. They get electricity in. They try to get some food in there. But it's sort of a temporary, like you said, triage center. The problem is there's just not a lot of places for people to go. By the time you're on the street and you're living in your car or your RV, you're in pretty desperate times, but you're not going to want to give that up for something that is, unless you have control over it because your whole life's in it. And right now, we just don't have other places for them to go, so it's a temporary solution to what unfortunately looks like is becoming a permanent problem.
That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Points, S&P finishing lower by 84. On the Money Watch, Jason Brooks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.